My name is Stephen Laurent, and I am starting the recording of letter D, which starts at page 133 of the O'Brien manuscript of Father Joseph Aubiri's French Abenaki Dictionary. The first word is dag, which in Abenaki is italak. And the English word is for dag, the English word is dagger. Now, italak, you will notice, ends with an 8, and the 8, you can consider it as being W at the end of a word. So you have to pronounce KW as, or the last syllable, luck, itau luck. Next word, dengi, to deign, to condescend. And the French sentence is ce mot avec la négation souvent s'exprime par le mot même de la chose qu'on ne daigne pas faire. Translating this is this word with the negative is often expressed by the very word that we would not condescend to do. For an example, he says, il ne daigne pas me regarder. He does not deign to look at me. And in Abenaki, you'd say, Monda tagna ne de l'on bamagui. Monda tagna ne de l'on bamagui. Or, Monda tagna alal damui. Or, ne de l'on bamongawa. I gave both the French, and then I translate it into English. Also, I should point out that the R no longer is used in Abenaki nowadays. Instead of R, we have the letter L. Every time there is an R, you will see that I pronounce it as though it were the letter L. And also the E with an acute accent may have been in the time of Obedi, which would be around 1715 or 1725. In those days, it could have been alil damwi, that word, that last word. But nowadays, we say alal damwi. Every time the E's, we come across E with an acute accent, as far as I'm concerned, it is ah, because that's the way it is pronounced today on my reservation. The next line is vouloir volontiers, to want to do with pleasure or willingly. Ali vouloir danso. Il ne daigne pas m'écouter. Je suis trop méprisé en son esprit pour cela. He does not condescend to listen to me, scorned as I am in his mind. The mala wimon. And in parentheses, I give another sentence in which the word mala wimon is used. It's namala, namala wimon, je l'importune par parole en lui demandant quelque chose. I bother him, asking him for something. You have to remember that all those sentences are just in a way of explanation. The word itself, namalawimon, means I bother him, period. But the missionary wanted to explain in what way he was being bothered. De da canopy or dais, Ombagawatahigan. Ombag, in parentheses, I give the etymology of that. Ombagawiwi means à l'ombre, à l'abri, meaning in the shade, under cover. For instance, you have the word parasol. Ombagawatahigan. The last two syllables, higan, always indicate an object, a thing. And the first part, ombagawata, would mean something related to shade or shadow. So that parasol, ombagawatahigan, means the thing that makes a shadow. Dan, or damage, damage or prejudice. In composition, you use the word wagi. A mon dan, that means to my prejudice. Niatse wagi na. Wagi hik yo. Or wagi hosia. Next word is dam songmon squa or song squa. Songmon, chief, and songmon squa could mean the chief's wife. Notre Dame, Our Lady, kazongmon squa mna mali. That means Our Lady Mary, the Virgin Mary. Dani, to dam, askamaka zazimik, alagui tiblomoon. Askamiwi means forever, and alakazazin, to burn. So in the word askamaka zazimik, Lagui to bloom on. The meaning there is, it's to translate "dan," the French word "dané," which means to dam, but the meaning of the word is to burn eternally. Un dané, meaning a person damned, askamakazazwino. The ending window always stands for a being or a person. Digne de l'être, deserving to be damned, askamaka zazwal mugzo. Mériter or to deserve is alal magzin, alal magzin. Dandine, to dandle, to move up and down on one's knees. Nanamongin, or nanongiposin. I should perhaps point out that A-N, with a diuresis on the N, is nowadays pronounced on, same as the final syllable of the French word chanson, which ends with S-O-N. So, nanamongin and nanongiposin is the way we pronounce it today. But in the days of Obedi, it probably was nanamongin and nanagiposin. There, you pronounce it as if it were the A-N of the same word chanson, an. Nana giposin. But nowadays we say nanon giposin. Dandiner en marchant, to dandle in walking. Nanamoson. Danger, être en danger. De. For example, mourir. Danger, to be in danger, for example, of dying. Alwa matsinon. Kadawi Matsino. Awakonsi Munda Matsinoon. Awakonsi means append, hardly or scarcely. And Matsino, of course, means to die. This last sentence here is Awakonsi Munda Matsinoon, meaning he is hardly at the point of dying. Omi, or Ami, indicates a very great danger to which we have been exposed. Omi non, a great danger of falling. Om tasin. In parentheses, I have put homitasi. Omitasi non, faillir faire une chute dangereuse, to come near making a dangerous fall. Il y a danger, there is danger, n'son onguat, if it is noble, n'son onguzu. Also, Nsamaguat, and for noble, Nsamaguzo. A dangerous, that means a dangerous thing. Ce feu est dangereux où il est placé. This fire is dangerous where it is placed. Nsata yo skotai. Yo means this, and skotai means fire. Nsata means dangerous. I have placed, or I place someone, in a dangerous part from which he can escape only with great difficulty. Ne don mi hua. Also, ne kigawa saga tokotse. Ne kwasalwa Sagatuk Otsi. Sagatuk means a dangerous part, and Otsi means from. Je délivre du danger, I deliver from danger. Ne kigam kon, I deliver from the danger of losing my life. Ne kigam kon. Il échappe d'un grand danger. He escapes from a great danger. Sagi polwa. The verb polwa is from polwon, which means to flee or to escape. Dans means in. You at K or gay at the end of the words. The G-H-A with an acute accent is now pronounced ga. So the preposition in is rendered by it in K or ga at the end of the words to which it applies. An example is, il est dans la maison. He is in the house. Wigwamuk apo. Apo means is to be seated. Apin is to be seated, and apo is he sits. So wigwamuk apo means he sits in the house. That is in the scriptures. Tiny pombatami awikhiganuk. Pombatami means religion, and awikhigan. Awikigan is a book. Awikiganuk, the plural. Tiny pombatami awikiganuk. Dans 10 ans, in 10 years, Matala kasigatagautse. Matala kasigatagautse. Matala means 10. Kasigata, many years. And tse indicates the future. Dans combien de temps? How long from now? Or how much longer? Tsigatsinawa, tonsinawa, sipiwi. Nisipiwi means en ce point de temps, ou de lieu. In other words, in this point of time or place. Danser, to dance, pemagon. Je danse, I dance, ne pemaga. Je danse avec les autres, I dance with the others, ne witaga. Je danse avec cadence, I dance with the rhythm. Tatibi takonso ali nawadwamuk. Nawadwon means to conduct the dance to the sound of the voice or some instrument. Nawadwon gan is a song to dance by. Tatabi takamoda ali nawadwamuk. Marquons du pied la cadence. Let us indicate the rhythm.